Economic development in communities large and small has often focused on stack chasing, the practice of trying to attract large companies to town, hoping they'll hire locally. Johnstown in western Pennsylvania is taking a different approach. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhorov reports.
Jeremy Kosmak is from Johnstown. Now in his early 30s and living in Pittsburgh, he left his hometown a decade ago to pursue a career in law enforcement.
Most people that I went to school with who pursued higher education, like myself, you know, went to college, and once they finished college, sought opportunities elsewhere.
There are few opportunities in Johnstown. It's an industrial city that shed thousands of steel mill jobs in the 1970s and 80s. Today, its population is at about 20,000, down from a high of around 70,000, and people continue to leave.
It's kind of sad to see the way it's declining. I think absent a large blue-collar manufacturing type job, I don't know what's going to revitalize or stimulate the economy there.
It's a common sentiment, yet the city's master plan says that chasing after old-style manufacturing jobs is not the way forward. Instead, the plan lays out strategies for creating a vibrant, exciting place where young people want to live. If that happens, the plan argues, well-paying jobs will follow. The plan says the city should focus on these steps: train workers for high-tech industries, develop a sense of place and quality of life, foster a culture of innovation, market Johnstown to educated people looking for a place to put down roots. It's a strategy similar to one former Pennsylvania steel towns like Phoenixville and Bethlehem have tried, with some encouraging results. And Johnstown's Department of Community and Economic Development has heeded the call.
This is the Conrad Building.
Josh Summits of the Economic Development Office is standing in front of one of their projects.
So it looks like the pieces of the roof are falling in.
So you can see the facade, and you're essentially falling into the river.
The brick Flatiron, built in 1908, used to house a pharmacy and nice apartments, but now it's like the city itself, battered and blighted. Summits unlocks the door. Inside, it's an urban decay explorer's dream.
A lot of original woodwork on the grand staircase, tall 12-foot ceilings, old drywall sliding off the wall. Signs of water damage on the ceilings with falling plaster and exposed.
He walks up the stairs by the beam of a flashlight.
Watch out for pigeons.
Access to the roof is by way of a rickety wooden ladder.
Ow, son of a...
You okay?
Hornets.
Money's still an issue, but if everything happens as planned, the shaky roof will one day be home to a rooftop restaurant, reached by a sheet glass elevator. Johnstown doesn't have a rooftop anything now. The Conrad will also house shared office space and conference rooms, and will be the new home of a local business college, with a program in app development. Renee Daly, the city's economic development director, says the project's significance is both real and metaphorical.
To show the city that we do have investment coming in, outside investment coming in, people that are interested to stay here and to be here and to kind of move forward with what the old Johnstown used to be, to show, hey, app development, I mean, it's how much more kind of in technology can you be right now than with apps?
The department has also slowed traffic on the bypass at the city entrance to encourage people to visit Main Street. It reopened access to the city's rivers to allow water recreation like kayaking. Summits has doled out loans for budding businesses. Over a dozen have opened in the Central Business District in the past 2 years.
706 is your change. Do you want your receipt?
One of them is Press Bistro, owned by Jeremy Shearer.
If all the right things happen, which, you know, is kind of always the gray matter in the box, but if all the right things happen, I think there's the opportunity here in Johnstown to see it kind of step up out of, the doom and gloom that it's been in for the last couple of decades here.
Shearer isn't from Johnstown, which he says might account for his optimism. His wife is, though, and they researched the market there before deciding to invest. He says there's growing energy among the small group of like-minded young entrepreneurs in the city.
I've lived in other cities that have recreated themselves, and I've seen other cities that have recreated themselves, and I've seen, you know, it really can happen. It takes a group effort.
Shearer says he wants to contribute to the community and make money with his new business. This line of thinking, that quality of life amenities should be on par with job options as a civic goal, is gaining advocates among economic development professionals. Not everyone is singing from that hymnal, though.
My feeling is that the quality of life begins with a paycheck.
That's Monsignor Raymond Balta, a local priest who also happens to chair the Johnstown Redevelopment Authority.
If you can't afford to buy the kayak, don't tell me how nice the river will be.
He's not a big fan of the bypass project or other initiatives that cost big money and have no jobs to show for it. He wants to open a water treatment plant to treat fracking water from the Marcellus Shale. So far, its designated building sits empty. Daly with the city says she knows jobs are important. She says her department is now starting phase two of the city's master plan, marketing the city with its growing list of amenities to attract new businesses.
Everybody thinks that we need to focus on jobs, and I agree, and I think the entire city staff agrees that that's what we need to do, but we need to bring a particular set of jobs.
She wants that to include specialized manufacturing jobs, as well as health, biotech, and tech sector companies. Those jobs could make Johnstown flourish once more, but the necessary workforce will want more than just a job. Irina Zhorov, Keystone Crossroads.